U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is wrapping up an overseas trip with a stop in Sweden. He's set to meet with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, but yesterday, following a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Latvia, Blinken says Washington has seen evidence Russia could be planning an invasion on Ukraine. Well, what does that mean for the U.S.? Joining us now, CBS foreign affairs analyst Pam Falk joins us now. Pam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deanna. Yeah, things are heating up. We're hearing from the Defense Department on China and certainly Secretary of State Blinken on this trip, which was to Latvia and Sweden. And he's saying that Russia is laying the groundwork for an invasion of Ukraine. He warned Russian President Vladimir Putin that unless he pulls back his forces and resolves the standoff in diplomatic ways, Moscow will be hit with a high-impact sanctions that the U.S. has avoided using, and that the U.S. will respond. But, you know, people don't know if this is more just saber-rattling or if it's real, but it's starting to look pretty real. Ukraine says Russia has amassed more than 90,000 troops, Deanna. So this is getting pretty serious.
What gains does Russia have, say, in the event that they do invade Ukraine? What gains does that give for them?
Well, first of all, they get a direct line to Crimea, which they invaded and the world didn't do much. That gives them an economic advantage. And it also makes sure that their advances in eastern Ukraine maintain themselves so that they maintain their oversight, basically, of Ukraine. And Ukraine and Crimea has always been a breadbasket for the Russians. I was going to say the Soviet Union, even during the Soviet days. It's very much where actually Putin said it last week. He said we draw a red line, and he was starting to believe or say that he believed that Ukraine was building up forces, and that NATO was moving closer to support Ukraine in a way that he found threatening. So Putin's saying it's sort of a defensive move, but it's clearly not. Russia maintains forces in Georgia, de facto authorities in Abkhazia and South Ossetia, and they're in Moldova. So at home, Russia, you know, has cracked down on civil society. Now we're seeing this build up. I think Russia's just looking and seeing what they perceive to be a Biden administration that's probably not going to oppose them in any big way. They already have sanctions in. They're ejecting U.S. diplomats, and what they're saying is they're coming back. There's also a bit of a side event, Deanna, and not small, but with the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, where the Biden administration is waiving the restrictions on the gas pipeline to help Germany, but it also helps Russia. So it's sort of a contradiction in terms of the Biden administration's decision to waive the congressional sanctions on Nord Stream 2, bringing gas from Russia to Germany under the Baltic and North Sea. So Russia's sort of getting mixed messages from the Biden administration, or so they say, and now they see an opportunity in Ukraine and are sort of certainly threatening a great deal on Ukraine. Blinken, the Secretary of State, went, met with Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, and is trying to sort this out politically. But it didn't seem, now that they're wrapping up the trip, as you say, Deanna, that they've really resolved anything about what happens next.
CBS foreign affairs analyst Pam Falk joining us. Thank you so much, Pam.
Absolutely. Good talking, Deanna.